All right, it's the last game before the break. It's in the books here at J. Tom Lawler Arena. Merrimack defeats LIU by the score of 4-2, ends up taking two out of the three games this season between the two teams. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, Scott, maybe the key point in the game, you guys are down 2-1 early in the second period. Philip Norberg gets called for the major. You have a major penalty to kill. You're able to do that, and it seemed like you had a springboard off of that to end up coming back and winning the game.
Yeah, you know, I think whenever you get a five-minute major, it's going to springboard one team or the other, and it's really frustrating not to score. I mean, we've been on that side of it ourselves. But when you kill it, it's a great momentum. And we did a really good job. We used a lot of players during the kill. It was, and Max made, I think, one really big win save on it, and yeah, that was huge. It got us through that, and our game bounced off of that. You know, that's a great momentum when you kill a five-minute major, and it's a reverse effect on the opponent. So that worked out really well.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of guys got pressed into a service on that penalty kill that maybe weren't usually. I'm thinking of Nathan King in particular, had some big plays right there, especially right in front of Max Lundgren, whether it was clearing the puck, blocking shots, or what have you.
No, Kinger made a couple of big blocks in the game, but certainly on that kill. And I think on the next kill, too, he played a big role in it, too. So it's good to see. He hasn't played in that situation very often, so it was really good to see him execute it and a big part of the win.
You know, thinking things like that, as well as the, you know, the play the last couple of weeks in particular of a guy like Joey Henneberry, it seems like, you know, something happens where suddenly, you know, there's more confidence. They're making plays out there. You know, you have confidence that you can put them out there in those situations, like we saw Joey Henneberry at the end of the game here, last night and tonight, when you're trying to put a game away.
Yeah, no, he when he played down at UConn in that second game of that weekend, he played really well, and his line played really well. And he had obviously 2 points in the game, a beautiful goal. I think he's feeling it a little bit. You know, he hasn't gotten as many opportunities as maybe he even should have. But really happy that it's coming around for him, and I think he's going into break in a great place.
Mm-hmm. Max Lundgren again, not really sure what to say. He ends up the number two star of the game, but some big saves, stops 30 shots again. You ended up getting outshot both last night against Yale and again here tonight. But, you know, he did what you had, everything that you needed him to do, and then more, especially on the penalty kill.
Penalty kill, he was excellent. The funny thing about these two games is that, you know, both those two teams are very volume shooting teams. So Max, you know, last night, I don't know how many shots they had, but there weren't very many in the grade A area, and I felt that way tonight, too, except on the power play. They had a couple, but most of his saves are from outside, and he's tracking the puck so well that those just aren't going to beat him. So, you know, he had a great first half, you know, and from his standpoint, he probably wishes we weren't going on break. But, you know, he'll come back just as strong, and obviously a huge part of our team, but giving our team a lot of confidence.
You guys had said before the game you thought special teams, winning the special teams battle would probably be important. That was the case in all three games here against LIU. You won the special teams battle tonight with the power play goal in the second period by Nick Pierre, and that ended up being the difference in the game.
Yeah, very similar to our game down there, actually. Nick scored down there in the power play to really turn that game and open that game up. But it is. It's they have a very good power play. They really move the puck well. They're tough to defend, and so our PK did a great job. And then, you know, we had some power play opportunities. You know, we didn't look like we were going to get a goal. Like we couldn't score from the strong side, and that was a nice play by Hoskin to get the puck over there. And then, you know, Nick doesn't usually miss from there.
But the warrior of the game tonight is Seamus Paul with 2 goals and an assist. I mean, he's been so solid for you since he stepped in his first game last year. But tonight, the 2 goals and an assist as well, you know, a big part of why you guys won this game.
Yeah, and his goals were nice. You know, he got up in the rush and he beat the goalie clean. No, he played really well tonight. And then when we lost the defenseman, he defended a lot, and he did that very well too. And so, you know, he had a really strong first half, and it was great to see his offense get going tonight. I kind of wish that open net went in for him because it would have been nice to see. But, no, Seamus has done a really good job for us.
Parker Lalonde this weekend and played well last night. Again here tonight, has a big goal there at the end. Nearly scored on that rush there to make it 4-2, but stayed with the play. You guys as well were able to keep the pressure on and get the puck back and set it up to a nice feed from Justin Gill to him for the goal.
Yeah, no, Parker has scored some big goals for us this year. And it's funny, he had a very similar play to the one he had tonight where he lost it on his back end after he clearly had beaten the goalie. I thought he was a little snake bit. So getting that puck back was great, and certainly sent him into the rest of the evening and the break in a good place because he scored some big goals for us this year, and he'll continue to.
You know, I know coming into the week, you guys were talking about a number of games you'd had this year. It's funny, you started off with the 3 games here against Lowell, UNH, and Quinnipiac, where, you know, close games in the third period, you guys were able to finish the game and put the game away and win the game. Then it's been difficult since then, close games in the third period. But these two games here this weekend, being able to get back to doing that, how much does that help and how important is it?
Well, it helps because it shows we've managed the games better. And I thought in the past, like when we were struggling in the third period, it wasn't an issue of effort. It was an issue of confidence. And that's hard to get into someone. And I think these two nights, hopefully, one-goal games. We end up stretching at the end. But still important to win these games. Those are the only way you're going to get confidence. So that was very helpful.
Thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. Last game before the break here, I know that a lot of the guys are going to go home, visit with their families, and then come back. And you'll play again after the break up at Vermont, a Hockey East game, as it turns out, late December. So that's the next time that we'll see you. Want to wish you and the team happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and we'll see you then.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. Happy holidays to you as well.